Freud's Angels. Here is your reading for the week. Remember, never give your power up to a reading, a reader, or any situation. Remember, you always have the power of autonomy. Enjoy.
Hey, angels, welcome to your weekly reading. This is for Sunday, May 5th through, I think May 11th. Yes, May 11th, or whenever you come across it. There's, you know, these are nebulous, right? You know, this month, well, Mercury's shadow is done on the 13th, but I really feel this month and most of June is some really good astrology. And so I really encourage you to find a trusted astrologist that you follow online, or you follow, you know, or you know, or you have someone in person that you know, or you're connected to one, to really look at what your sign and your rising sign is moving through in the next 2 months, because there's a really, like, there's three or four key dates for Gemini risings that are really good to put things out into the world. And so if you're trying to manifest and you're looking to put things out into the world, get with an astrologer, or Channy Nicholas has an app that will give you everything you need. You know, even if you just buy it for a month and get all the information for the year, listen to everything, make notes, whatever. And because you have to pay for the premium to get some of the things. So, but it's worth it, because like, I just listened to this next quarter and what it's going to do and what I need to do and the dates. And so it's just, I think, a really good idea. I really feel at this moment, there's a lot of people, especially the cardinal signs, are going through massive transformation. And I just think it would be really important and really beneficial to like look at your astrology and look at what's happening, because it's not to say that we need to be ruled by astrology, but I really feel we need to just kind of be aware of it. Because it's not to say we need to live our life and like change everything. But if you're putting something out into the world already and you know a key date that would help you do that, why not schedule it for that date? Why not use the astrology to your benefit? You know?
I mean, we do it anyway, right? Like if somebody gives me a deadline, then I make that my magic day to do whatever that thing is. So it would make sense to be like, ooh, energetically, there might be something, you know, helping you on that day. So make that your deadline day and like use it. That makes total sense to me.
Yeah. So, you know, I really just feel that it's super important to have that kind of awareness and understanding of what that is and how to work with it, so to speak. And so that's kind of, you know, I think some part of me, I'm looking at it because I'm, you know, in this massive transition, I think we both are in this massive transition phase of, well, what's next, right? What's our next move? Because not maybe physically, maybe metaphorically, but what is the next evolution of our path, our journey, yeah, whatever that is. And I just think it's important to understand and to know these things. Anyways, Vanessa, what is the mermaids say today to us? I feel like we've been hosted by them.
Yeah, to that. I mean, like, welcome to the weekly roasting, you know, like that's what it's turning into. And like in a good way, right? Like in a playful way, in a, you know, a very, it just feels like roasting, right? Like there, like if you compliment me, it could feel like roasting, or it can feel like a compliment depending on how I take it. So I feel like, you know, with the transformation talk that you're talking about, this makes a lot of sense. It's the ask for help card, probably one of my least favorite cards in the deck, obviously. The thing about when this comes out, and the thing that I love about Oracle cards is, and I feel like I say this every week, is that you can get the same card twice, but depending on the energy of where you're at or the energy of what you feel as soon as you see it, it could be a different meaning to it, which is what I love. You know, I love to be able to have that intuitive interpretation. So when I first saw the ask for help card, the thing that I love about this card, like her hair's everywhere, everything's swirling around her. She's not concerned, however, like, and you can tell that everything is swirling. It's very intentionally swirly. The sky is swirly, her hair, everything is all intertwined, and she's holding a conch shell and she's kind of like holding it up to her face, welcoming information is what it feels like. You know, it's like a loose call for help and just kind of looking for information, right? So when you see the words ask for help, I think it's very triggering, especially for people who don't ask for help, to be like, how about no, I'm not going to do that. But when you look deeper into that feeling that you get when you look at this card, or for me anyway, it's more about the exploration part of it, getting out of your own experience, getting out of your own head, getting out of your own belief systems, just to see what other things are out there. Like that the help that you're asking for isn't necessarily, I can't do it and I need you to do it for me or with me, right? Like it's more like, give me something else to look at, to think about, to feel. What do I not know yet that will help me, right? It's sometimes information, conversations, people that get brought into our lives. You know, it's more of an expansive mindset that we can be doing when we look at this card, you know, asking for help, just kind of, you know, like when I'm doing something and I know it's not working and I look up to the sky and go, okay, universe, clearly I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. Give me more. Something else, something different, something that I will pay attention to that's different, because I'm clearly not seeing all the possibilities, or my peripheral vision is blocked right now. So that's the help that I need, is to open up. Like I have my blinders on, I want them off, right? So I think, you know, that might, maybe more than me needs to hear this information of just being like, hey, we don't need to look at one specific thing or take every specific experience that we've had up until this point and use that as our reference points. Ask for other things. Have other conversations. Try on other ideas, outfits, whatever it is. See how you feel, because it's going to give you information you don't have right now, and that could be the information.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And it's, you know, and asking for help is more than just asking. It's being open to receive the help, whatever way that comes. Because I think that, you know, that was a conversation we had many moons ago about how, yeah, okay, we can ask for help, but are we able to receive the help we're asking for? Yeah. So, and talking about asking for help. So today, went back to the surrender cards, but because obviously last week they were like, we're going to surrender anyway. So like, we're just going to add that in there. So we got surrender to your intuition, and it says, tune into your inner voice, be aware of any gut feeling, flashes, knowings, or aha moments that come through to guide you. So I think it really fits, because asking for help can also be asking that part of you, your intuition for help, your connection mm-hmm. to spirit, your sense of the world around you. Like, what is that saying? Because mm-hmm. like, you know, right now it's like, I'm in this situation where my brain wants to override everything and override all the things. And it's really hard for my intuition to speak up, because my brain is like pushing it down and like, I know how to do this. And it's really doing this like really restrictive suppression of my intuition. And, you know, So it's, I have to intentionally, continuously get back into that space of intuition, using the tools that I have in whatever way that I have, and really using it to help guide me. So I'm not making a mistake through the lens of the fear, the brain, that all the trauma that's up there that turns it on and that wants to keep me safe. Because in the decisions I'm making, there's a lot of risk involved. There's a lot of super big change involved, like the opposite of what like we would ever do, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I think that like surrendering to your intuition in and of itself is asking for help, right? Like you said, like it really is just kind of like, ooh, I'm not really doing this with all of me. I'm doing this with just my brain. Like, help me see it differently, or help me know myself, or help me know what it is that I want, right? Like, because our intuition is that good guidance from within, you know, and being able to say, like, I want that instead. And so I am listening, and that surrendering part of it being like, it may not be what I think, right? Like, it may not be what has made sense. It may not be something I've ever done before, right? But that's, you know, I think sometimes people have a hard time being like, well, how could that be intuition? That is intuition, right? Like, it's the thing we don't know yet. It's the guidance to lead us to the thing that we haven't had yet, or the thing that we want, or the thing that's best for us. And the older we get, the more experiences we have, the less inclined we are to do new things. So it is more important to do intuitive things because we're needing to build more experiences. So yeah, easier said than done, obviously. Sure. As Grace was saying, like, well, like, yeah, I'm going to be intuitively led, except for, you know, for the next 6 hours, I'm going to research it also.
I'm going to obsess about my decision and try to logic my way of out of this decision. And I'm like, it's not working. But, you know, I think too, is that one of the things that also, it's not just about, you know, our own intuition, right? Like, for example, the thought of stressing my cat out to do another move, right, is freaking me out. It was so much pressure. It was so much upset. I was like considering not even doing it because I didn't want to make her upset. I didn't want to reach more traumatize her than she already is. And, you know, I didn't want to add to her stress, right? But so I work with animals intuitively. I do healing. I do that. But because she is mine and I'm responsible, my brain and my worry gets in the way. And mm-hmm. So I had to seek help from someone who does that, who communicates with animals and listens to them. And, you know, because I needed help. I needed help to understand the best avenue to take care of her. Because obviously, I mean, there were some points that I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I did hear that. All right. Okay. So I am getting things, but it's trusting it, right? Having that validation outside of us. I know this is a really small example, but if you're stressed about something and you're making a big decision or you're worried about something, it sometimes is good to go seek help. Even if you're in the industry of being an intuitive or a psychic or a healer, you know, counselors need counselors. Healers need healers. Like So, you know, it's not wrong to go seek help, even if you do what you're seeking. It's super important to do that. And, you know, and turns out like she already knows. She's like, yeah, it's okay. As long as I can see you, I'm fine. It'll be a little stressful, but it's all right. I was like, well, apparently she was listening to every time I told her, like, we could be doing another move. It means you don't have to be in the car. Like I've been prepping her for like weeks. And it, apparently she knew. Before I even said anything to this lady. So if you need a good pet communicator, let me reach out. I'll give you her website. She was amazing. I don't know, y'all. I really feel that our trauma has taught us to stay in our brain, and our trauma has taught us to not trust the parts of us that tell us when things aren't right. And you know, depending on how you work with your intuition, sometimes it's easy to suppress it. Like, for example, human design manifestors, we have splenic, the splenic is how we, so our spleen tells us like when something's not aligned, but it talks in a whisper. It doesn't shout like your emotions do. It talks in a whisper. And I'm like, oh shit, that thing. No wonder why I'm not listening to it. It's because it's too quiet. I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's just knowing these things and understanding them and really, you know, asking for help is also intuitively asking for help from spirit, your intuition, your higher self, but also asking for help from people who may do something similar to help you find your alignment with what's right.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's if we're hung up on the word help, use input information, interchange it with something more than what you have. That's all we're looking for, right? Yeah. More than what I have, because what I have right now is making me crazy.
Yep. 100%. I have made myself crazy for the past 2 weeks, and I'm like, okay, girl, you got to obsess about something else because this is getting too much. it's like becoming like. Not a great obsession. So anyways, my friends, just in case you want help with intuition and understanding what your next step forward is, understanding maybe you're making a big decision, maybe you just need to read the energies of today. I am doing a pop-up coming next week, the 11th, which is Saturday, after 10 a.m. Pacific time. So that's like, what, 2, 3, 1 p.m. Eastern, and you figure out the rest. But I am doing pop-ups for readings or energy work or whatever. They're going to be in 20 or 30-minute sessions, and you'll know the pricing. But I'm going to throw something up in the Instagram. I'll share it in the Freud's Angels. So if you're thinking you need it or you know someone who's like been talking about it and you want to encourage them, I highly encourage you to sign up, because we'll give you the read of what's happening, what the energies are like, and any sense of maybe what you need to know going forward. Awesome. So we love you guys. Connect with us Wednesday. We'll be here Wednesday, and we don't know what we're talking about yet, but we'll be here. Yeah. Love you guys. See you next week.
Hey, love y'all.
Thanks for listening. Remember, catch our podcast every Wednesdays on your favorite podcast station. Take care and have a great week.